Hello everyone. I just wanted to share with you today on some things. My name is Deborah Lacewell, and I just wanted to share with you some things about Palm Sunday and some things about it on in Luke 19:28 through 40. It speaks about Jesus, and also in Matthew 21, 1 through 11, as they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with their colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet, "Say to daughter Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them and Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." When Jesus entered into Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." And that was him. The king of all creation, who left streets that are made with pure liquid gold, rode into Jerusalem on a donkey to fulfill prophecy that he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and will one day return and bring us back to be with him forever, if of course we have him as our Lord and Savior. In Luke 19, toward the end there, it is a story talking about the triumphant entry and the people that have put the clothes on the floor and the palm branches, and they're saying, "Blessed is the king who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest." And some of the Pharisees called to him from the crowd, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." But he answered and said to them, "I tell you that if these should keep silent, the stones would immediately cry out." And basically, I don't know. I just, I one day I was witnessing to somebody. I was speaking to them about the Lord. And they told me how not every day do we look at it as Palm Sunday, or like if you're looking at a palm, if you're passing by a palm tree, do you really think of Palm Sunday, or do you think of God and glorify Him in those ways? And I thought about that after a while, and then after a while, I would be drawn to these palm trees just waving in the tree, in the wind, and I'm wondering why am I being drawn to this? And then, as I'm looking at them, the Holy Spirit saying to me, "Look at how they're waving." And then I thought about when the people had cut off palm branches and were waving them and put the clothes down and at his feet as he's coming in on the donkey. And then I thought of Hosanna, 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 the highest, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And how this palm, how even to this day, if you look at a palm tree, and you can see it waving. Just see that right as it's waving, it's still blessing Jesus to this day. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he comes in the name of the Lord. And I looked in Wikipedia at what the symbol of a palm branch is, and the palm branch is a symbol of victory, triumph, peace, and eternal life. In Christianity, the palm branch is associated with particularly with Palm Sunday, when palm branches were waved at the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. It was adopted into Christian iconography to represent the victory of martyrs or the victory of the spirit over the flesh. That amazed me when I first found out actually what that actually represents, what the symbol of the palm tree represents. It actually represents victory. Jesus is our victory, and he conquered all, and he gave us the victory, and we've got nothing to fear, you know. In Revelation 7 and 9, it says, "After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, saying, Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. All the angels stood around the throne and the elders and four living creatures and fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever." And I was just thinking about all those that, I mean, they had palm branches in their hand. That's a symbol. They were clothed in white robes, and that was a symbol. The symbol of victory. The victory that Jesus has given us. And I just wanted to take these few minutes. It's not a very long teaching or even preaching. I just wanted to come and I just wanted to share thoughts on Jesus on this day and on the palm tree and the palm branch and its significance of what it means, and to tell you how much God loves you and that God has a really great, great plan for your life. He has already given us the victory. And if you don't know for sure, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that you would go to heaven if you died this very second, the Holy Bible reads that we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you want to make sure you're going to go to heaven, just mean it with your heart and just repeat after me. Just say, "Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Wash me, cleanse me, set me free. Jesus, I believe that you died for me. I believe that you rose from the dead and are coming back again for me. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Give me a passion for the lost, a hunger for the things of God, and a holy boldness to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am saved. I am born again. I am forgiven. And I'm on my way to heaven because I have Jesus in my heart. Amen. And I want to tell you right now, my friend, that if you pray that prayer and meant it with your heart, all of your sins are forgiven you. Always remember to run to God and not from God, because He loves you a great deal, has a wonderful plan for your life. Now, if you've not been baptized with the Holy Spirit, you know, Jesus is a baptizer in the Holy Ghost and fire, and He can give you that heavenly language. All you have to do is just believe it and do it by faith, and just repeat after me. Just say, Jesus, you are the baptizer in the Holy Ghost and fire. Fill me right now to overflowing with your Holy Ghost and fire. Fire, God, right now, the fire, God, right now, the Holy Ghost and fire. Just start speaking in other tongues. Don't speak in your own language that you know of, that you're familiar with. No language at all that you know. Just start speaking by faith those syllables. Shokora basangara bereto shokora baba seje ela baba sekela la baba sure la baba kele la baba suje. And you might just have a syllable or two at first, but just know that you just keep on doing that, and it'll get stronger as you go. And just know that God loves you. I'm going to pray a quick prayer for healing. Jesus, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement that brought us our peace was upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. And Father, I just thank you right now that you are a healer. Healing is the children's bread. I send forth your word out into the airways amongst the people right now. And you sent your word and healed us from all our diseases and delivered us from all our destructions. I thank you for touching them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet with your healing anointing of Jesus. And I thank you for setting them free from every kind of sickness, bondage, disease, and addiction that there is in the name of Jesus, because you took those on yourself as well as our sin, as well as our sins. And I thank you for that. In the mighty name of Jesus, I give you praise, I give you glory, and I worship you. And I thank you, Father. I thank you for all you've done. I thank you for giving us the victory. I thank you that all of creation glorifies you with their song, with how the sunset is, the birds singing. And I just give you glory and I give you praise. And I thank you for your presence. I thank you for your anointing. I thank you for your Holy Spirit. I give you glory. I thank you, Jesus. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy. You alone are worthy to be praised. I give you all glory, all honor, all power to you, Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, Father God, I thank you. I just thank you. You alone are worthy. You alone are worthy to be praised. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. God is good and his mercy endures forever. For the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, that's about all I really wanted to share with y'all, just so that you know that Jesus loves you. And to share my thoughts and feelings. And until next time, have a blessed day. And remember, with God, all things are possible, and that God loves you and He has a great plan for your life. Oh, and on a quick side note, if you want to, a good website is our church's revival.com, R-E-V-I-V-A-L. val.com. Prayer line 1-866-857-4837. Tell them that you heard on the radio online on Fire Talk Radio. And also we have an email, firetalkradio2@yahoo.com. So it's Fire Talk Radio, FireTalkRadio, and the number 2@yahoo.com. Be sure and join us again. God bless you. Join us again on Friday. We'll be having another episode about Good Friday. Until then, peace.